may be seated. I'm going to start with two verses that I think can help us with the theme, and then I want you to listen because I'm going to say it in a few moments, and there's a slight change that you must catch. In Psalm 1, I just want to look at verse 3. Psalm 1, verse 3, just for a moment. And then we're going to look at Joshua 1:8 one more time tonight. Psalm 1, verse 3. And one of my questions tonight is, how did he get there? We're going to read the third verse. We're going to read about how did he get there. We want to find that out tonight. And then if I find out how he got there, then I can begin to see principles and revelation that I have to be obedient to. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have to do the same thing he did, other words. To get where I see he is. Now, a lot of times you see a place and you can't get there. Yes, that happened to me in Atlanta, Georgia. I was trying to get to the hotel. I saw the hotel, but all the street was Peace Street. I ain't know what. So we couldn't get there. We were riding around trying to get there, man. I see it, but I can't get there. You know, we see it. And here in this meeting tonight, the scripture or the lesson or the whole theme of this prosperity revival is standing before you. In other words, there's a way to get here. And I know you're here to find out how to do it. I didn't hear you. All right. You have to pay attention now, because if you don't pay attention, don't be distracted tonight, because there's going to be a flow going to begin in here tonight that can drown all your lack. Stop everything that's holding you back financially. If you listen, there are going to be some insight given, some steps, some principles that are going to be given by the Holy Ghost in this house tonight. I feel this is going, you know, I don't wait for Friday night. No. I'm an every night preacher. I don't care. I'll give up. This Friday night right here. All right. Now, in Psalm 1:3, it says, read with me. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves. Now, I believe this is a personal pronoun. He, his. You see that? It keeps saying, and he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. All right? All right? Now, remember, keep that in mind. And how did he get here? It's one of the things I'm asking. How did this man get here? And how far has he gone? Can I get there overnight? Very, very few in the body of Christ has gone here. Understand that now. You're a candidate tonight. You can talk this talk, but very few in the body of Christ has gone to the place where we read just now. Very few. All right? Now, in Joshua 1:8, it gives us a little detail of how you have to walk through this thing to really get where you need to be. 1 Walker. Yes, sir. Just want to read this verse. I want to take my time tonight. Let the Holy Ghost do what he want to do. I just want you to get there. You know, now I'm there. All right. I'm at the dimension. The text we're going to use, the things we're going to talk about, I know how to get there because I'm there. And that's make preaching easier, doesn't it? Make my preaching a whole lot easier. If I ever find Joshua. Yeah, how he got there, he don't even know where Joshua is. That's what you know where all the scriptures at. You know all the scriptures at. Y'all been memorizing the Bible, know all the books of the Bible. Genesis, I don't know all the books of the Bible. I need an index. Joshua 1:8. It says, now, this book of the law, boys, I ain't going to make 45 minutes tonight. No, I've been talking about prophesying at the table 45 minutes. Put 45 minutes on the clock. I'll never make it. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Pause. Think about that. You have to have it in your heart for it to be coming out of your mouth. So he tell you now, he said, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein, for then, now look at this, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You read that, right? You saw that, right? Now, this theme, whatsoever you do, it shall prosper. I want to personalize that tonight. I want to train and I want to teach you and train you in these next sessions that I have with you in this prosperity revival, how to come to the point where whatsoever I do shall prosper. Now write that down. Whatsoever I do, I need y'all paying attention. Whatsoever I do shall prosper. We're personalizing this. In other words, what we see in the scriptures, how can we make this manifest in our lives? Now, one of the things you got to know about this statement, and watch, I don't think it's been brought to our attention. This is a level of unusual prosperity. Yes, sir. All right. There are levels of prosperity. This is a level of unusual prosperity. Now, you need to hear that because hear that because there are other levels you're going to have to hit before you get here. This is one of the highest kinds of prosperity. It's unusual. There's some things you have to know to get here. This is more than being out of debt.
Come on, come on, come on.
Okay, this is the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He says, this is unusual. This is an unusual level of prosperity. So he who goes there is going to have to do some unusual thing. All right? You understand? Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, some things you're going to have to do out of the ordinary.
Yes, sir.
One principle here, and I'll just teach it as the Holy Ghost give it to me. I got a lot of stuff to say to you. But one principle here that is so powerful, you see that in Joshua, he observed to do. Then he said, observe to do. And just kept on doing it. So you got to keep on doing it. And see, one principle that I'll get to later, but it almost sounds like the same thing, but it's saying something that bring you into this type of level. In John 2:5, in that miracle,
yes, sir.
You know, the language sounds similar.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir. Wow.
See, it's going to take faith.
Yes, sir.
See, whatsoever he says to you, Do it. Now, you know, people like to whatsoever I do prosper.
Right. Good. That's it right there.
You know what I'm saying? But whatsoever he says to you, you're going to have to do it. See, this is not a usual church level of prosperity. You're in the spirit world, and you're beyond the normal average church. The normal average church will never go here, what we read in that third verse. They don't have enough input in the kingdom for it to happen. But you can go there. Yeah, that's why God sent you here. God sent you here to break you down. Break you down and get you off them high horses and get you where you can dig your way out. All right, now, so I just give you that principle. That's one of my favorite. Whatsoever you do shall prosper. It's a strong because it's miracle territory. And to get to this level, there are some things the Lord going to tell you to do that you're not going to be able to mundanely or naturally or sense-wise comprehend it. There's a word come here now. There's a word. If you're going to get on this level, there's a word here I want to spell for you. T-R-U-S-T. That's a word. And I want to add a word before that. Divine trust. Yeah, it's a spiritual trust. It's not a natural trust. It's a supernatural trust. It comes out of the spirit world that none of my family members have done this. But I seem like I went to a prosperity revival and God told me some things that I can do to get out of this mess and go to this level. Whatsoever I do. Question them. See, it's the I doing it. It's the end of Joshua 1:8. You heard that? Yeah, Joshua 1:8. He did it. But we need to find out what he went through. So, turn to Isaiah 48. One of the first words to get to this type of level, the first word I'm dealing with some words now. Teaching. Teaching. See, people try, there's so many people reaching, but they don't have the teaching. It takes teaching to reach. This is not, gentlemen, this is an unusual level. The Lord spoke to me. He said, and I've been in ministry a long time. The Lord spoke to me and said, now, when you read this verse and go to shouting about it, you know, whatever he do, shall prosper. He said, no, the Lord said, this is an unusual level, and he's going to take unusual things to get there. Not just reading your Bible and confessing, you know. Yes, sir. And one of the main things is proper teaching. Bold teaching. Experiential teaching. You didn't get it. You miss it. Yeah. Somebody, you know, a man can really tell a story or really tell about a situation if he's been in it.
Yes, sir.
All of us can't be guessing. Somebody got to be there.
Yes, sir.
Somebody got to know how they got there so they can come back and teach you how to get there. And then you have to be teachable. You had Isaiah 48. Glory to God. Now, are you teachable? And see, the most non-teachable people is people who think they know it. And the Lord says, search the scripture. In them you think you have prosperity, but they talk about me. See, prosperity is you have the Lord has to lead you here. This type of prosperity. Whatsoever I do shall prosper. You know how powerful that is? Lord said, he told me, it's not normal prosperity you're talking about. You talking about being out of the league. You see what I'm saying, Gwen? You're talking about being out of the league. You're talking about being not a normal Christian. We'll look at Joseph after a while. Joseph hit that league. Prison, no matter where you're sitting, pit, whatever, I'm prospering. That's an anointing on you, you know. Yeah, I'm going to laugh with you and laugh at you a while because you're going in wonderland tonight, but you're going to know how to do it. All right, so look, proper teaching. Thus said the Lord. You with me? Are you with me? And enough people answer me. Where am I? All right. Thus said the Lord. Who said it? All right, the Lord talking. Thy Redeemer. That's shouting ground right there. See, the position of whatsoever I do shall prosper is a redemptive position. It's not regular. It's unusual. It's something that only the blood of Jesus can do. It's something where the blood meet the Babylonian system. And the Babylonian system, we're talking about a lot of interest when you borrow something. The royal system. The Babylonian system bowed at the blood. A person who knows their redemptive right to live beyond and above. See. And so you had to be teachable to walk in that facet of anointing. See. You had to be taught. And then you had to be taught, and then you have to, there are some things you have to be taught out of that is a hindrance to you, even though you know the scripture on it. See, there's some things you've been fed, and there are some scriptures you know that you have out of order. They try to carry you somewhere, but you keep parking in the same place because you won't let that scripture flow. It's like a ferry. It's like a stream. The anointing takes over, and you find out you're not coasting no more. You're just riding. You see, thus said the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teaches thee the prophet, which teaches and leadeth, and which leadeth thee the way that thou shouldest go. You won't get you going the wrong way, I tell you that right now. And then Israel, what is scripture? He brought them out with silver and gold. Wasn't none broke, none sick. 3 million people. You follow me? But there were instructions. So you have to be teachable. Some people are not teachable. When you're not teachable, you're not reachable. You're blocking scriptures with scripture. And so you got to kind of shift in neutral when you're in the presence of somebody who's anointed, who knows what they're talking about, and who's yielding to the Holy Spirit. It's time to shift. It's time to drop your pat scripture and listen to what the Lord's saying at this moment. And I'm going on about the teachable aspect. Then there is a certain type of anointing to go here. You cannot go to whatsoever I do shall prosper with a weak anointing or an anointing not at a certain level. So you actually need to get around somebody who got a stronger anointing than you.
Absolutely.
So Isaiah 45. There are some secrets you're not going to find out unless they are revealed to you. That the Holy Spirit has to reveal. And so you got to get in. See, you're in the atmosphere tonight, in an environment that can bring you there. That's why the Lord, this is 17 years, the Lord told me about these prosperity revival. And I know they're building, and they're building because they're building because my life is building in this thing. And so now it's teaching. So there's levels of teaching. Teaching after teaching, you got to hook up with some CDs.
That's right.
And play them all night long.
Yeah.
I'm saying, I did this.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, so I did it. I got a revelation. I wore it out.
Yes, sir.
And then just read. Educating your spirit.
Right. Yes, sir.
An educated spiritual spirit is a powerful thing. The Holy Ghost can work with you, see. And these are scriptures that we have used over the years. And then I find out what God up to this week. God is up to me teaching you how I got here. And in Isaiah 45, now we're talking about the anointing. It's the anointing that destroyed the yoke. It is the anointing that removed the burden. It is the anointing that Jesus functioned by that set the captive free. You see, because when you get into this level of unusual prosperity, in that area, you're free. You never have to be concerned about money, gold, or silver another day in your life. See, because the principles and the teaching, and there's some other things you got to add on to it. We'll get to it. Yeah, we'll get to it. In Isaiah 45, now we're dealing with an anointing. See, you just can't walk in your naked. You can't. And no naked people going to walk in whatsoever he said I do. Whatsoever I do prosper. You can't go there naked.
Right. Come on.
That's right. There's spiritual dignity there.
Yes.
You can't go there with your ugly ways.
Right.
You're too powerful. When you get to that level, you're too powerful. You can hurt somebody. You got to be tame when you get there. Some of y'all is like a bull in a china cap. Y'all been tore everything up. You know, you got the Lord got to deal with you. The anointing is dangerous when it gets strong on you. You got to walk in the fruit of the Spirit when the anointing is upon you, man, because the gift's about to flow. Understand? So you got to train. You got to develop. You're going to have to pay your dues. Look at what the Lord said about this man. See, when God put his anointing on you, you can't be stopped. Look what he says. I'm going to read three verses. Powerful. Thus said the Lord to his anointed. The Lord talked to his anointed, boy. Tell the anointed some strange things that the average person don't know, because now there's different levels of anointing. See, you're going to have to be in a level of anointing to go here. I mean, it's possible. Whatsoever I do shall prosper. See? It's there. It's there. We had to get the prosperity first. They kept us out of prosperity so long, and they're still some of the greatest men of God. They'll tell you about your sin forgiven, and God will heal your body, and they shut the book. But it's three things. Four squares, because you say God saved, God healed, God baptized with the Holy Ghost, Jesus healed, Jesus saved, Jesus baptized with the Holy Ghost, Jesus coming again. They left the prosperity out. Need another square, a line or something. Now you look at a person, because I want to dig in your heart tonight. I want to see if you're real. I want you to look at a person and say, I'm going to get my money. See, that's not religious talk. See, you see what happened there. People think now they think we're out of the will of God. They think we're going off our rocker. But this thing is balanced. I am as balanced in this as Benny Hinn is in healing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
You have to understand that, and you have to understand that. But there's something about that money, healing it don't get, but that money, boy, the devil have tricked us to believe this another subject. No, it go along with, it's the whole meal. It go along with, it's something God put on that table. See, I prepared a table before you in the presence. That money was on there too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because he said my cup runneth over. What do you think he's talking about? Being blessed? God talked to people who have been taught properly. And that person who was taught properly steps off in a special, what you need? Anointing, you understand it? I thought you were going to check me out. I thought I had something missing. They usually be checking me. Your mama told him, say, straighten this tie, straighten something out. You're teaching. If you're not, watch me now. If you're not taught right, you're not going to be anointed right. So we need the right teaching. Let me hear the next part. And what else? Come on. The right teaching, what else? You say it. Say it out loud. Say it out loud. The right anointing. To go here. See, to go there. You understand what I'm saying now? So you here, and tonight, and tomorrow, and you're going to get the right teaching and the right anointing. And it's going to come a day that we're going to come in this meeting, and every one of us is going to be saying it. Not by confession, by manifestation and demonstration.
That's right.
It's time.
It's time.
Tell three people, it's time.
It's time.
Three people, at least three. It's time, man. God didn't provide all this for us. What? Again, I want my money. I'm going to get my money. We got to get over this. We got to get over this. You know, we got to get through this jungle. Thus said the Lord to his anointed. Now, he's talking to, see now, you can say things to an anointed person that you can't say to a person who thinks they're anointed. See, God's word carries the anointing. It's spirit and life, John 6:63. So when you taught the word properly, it bring you into a realm. The teaching bring you to a realm of the teaching. See, I ain't say that right. See, as clear as open as the teaching is, yeah, that's how open the anointing going to be. And the anointing, listen to me now, governs your ears, governs your heart, it governs your mouth, it governs your mind, that you turn into another person that religious people don't know. The average minister will not know you because you've got into a realm of the spirit that you're back at T-R-U-S-T with all your heart. You're leaning not on your own understanding. Now you're in a process of acknowledging God in all your ways because your ways are so strong you got to have direction because you're put you in such a high position in life that you dare not try to do nothing without his instruction. Because one move of your hand moved the whole ship. Are you following me? I feel the Holy Ghost. I say, I feel the Holy Ghost. Thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whom right hand I have holden. Whoa. I have a footnote in my Bible. He said, whose right hand I have strengthened. There's a certain strength we got to have to go here. See, you have strength. You got to have a certain strength. You know, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which the joy of the Lord is my strength. That's a fruit, isn't it? That's a fruit, I said. Joy is a fruit, isn't it? The joy of the Lord is my strength. I ain't worried about nothing. The joy of the Lord is my strength. This fruit is working in me. This fruit is working a strength in me in the realm of the spirit. Then the Lord says, he used the word subdue. So to subdue nation before him. Wow. And he used the word loose. Ooh, I'm loose. And I will loose the lines of king. Then he used the word open. Good God Almighty. Underline this word. No. Anointed. Holden. Subdue. Loose. Open. And the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked place. And I'll come back to this week. We'll visit back. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. And I will break in pieces the gates of brass. And this is all because of the anointing now. And cut in asunder the bars of iron. Hello. Now notice verse 3. I said notice verse 3. Notice. Y'all don't want to go nowhere. Look at verse 3. You have come through this anointing transition. And now at verse 3, he drop it on you. Yeah. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness. Man, that's a wealth transferer. That's them jokers who got our money. While we were singing Stop By Your Lord, they was out there working our principles. I want my money back. You don't have to fight for, I will give thee the treasures of thine. You don't have to fight them. And I was rich before they knew it. I was rich before they knew it. Secular people. I was a rich preacher before they knew it. I was a rich child of God before they knew it. I had got to the point, once they said, man, that man blessed. God, dog, that's the preacher's house, isn't it? Yeah, that's the preacher's house. It sure is the preacher's house. And if you stay here long enough, the preacher's going to come out and preach it. You follow what I'm saying? Now, here's what the Spirit of God is telling me to say here. And I believe him. You can do this. Now, the world way to say it, you can make it if you try. That's the world way to say it. But you can do this. See? Just take these teachings, take these principles. I'm going to lay it on you by the grace of God because God is showing to me. You can do this, all right? Understand that you can do this. Understand the fact that you can do this, all right? Sit down a minute now. Let's talk a minute. It's one of them nice, you know. Yeah, I got my Cheerios nice, huh? I ain't even thinking about you. You know, how you feel about how I'm preaching? I mean, you know, damn, boy, I'm in my zone here tonight, boy. We're going to have church up in here tonight, boy. Listen, every scripture I touch tonight, bam, boom, bam. Start shooting at me. Bam, boom. I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches, oh Lord, of secret places. I want some of that. Do you think the Lord know where it at? Then he said, give it to me. So you're going to give it out the dark places? And you're going to give it out hidden riches. You're going to find that for me. And the secret places that thou mayest. And he say, I want you to know that I'm the Lord, which called thee by thy name, and the God of Israel. The other way, he said, what I did for Israel, I can do it for you. Yes, all right? So now we got teaching. We got anointing, right? We're going somewhere, right? Yes, now the next thing is teaching and anointing is of not much use if there is not an element called obedience. Obedience. Say it, obedience. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, obedience will get the beast off your back. Yeah. The beast. Man, tell me, do you know about the beast? Man, I don't know about no beast. I know about obedience. Y'all stop studying all them subjects about the beast and all that. You don't need to know nothing about no beast. Better watch that beast sitting next to you. I mean, the beast and what the other thing they say of the 666? Man, I ain't think about no 666. I ain't studying all that stuff. 666 get my head all messed up. I'm studying about Jesus, how to live right now. I know that my members here, I ain't never preach on no beast. 666. I ain't think about no 666. I know Jesus to defeat them all. Beast, 666, all of them. They're already defeated. All these deep subjects, man. That's why we don't have our money. We study about the beast. The beast, the one who keep my money, we study about him. We study how to whoop the beast. Isaiah 1:19. We need some obedience. Whatever he says to you, you're not going to have no miracles if you don't do that. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? Obedience. If you're willing.
Yes, sir. And? Yes, sir.
Now, here's another aspect. You're not going to automatically will. But if you know Philippians 2:13 and you know 1 Thessalonians 5:24, let's look at that. See, I think it's Philippians 2:13. God at work in you. Huh? That's it? To do his will God tell you to do something, come in and do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, God, when it's God, God's word talk to you, and God tell you what to do, then God come into you and do it through you. Yeah. Yeah. Hi, yah, yah, yah. See, that you got Philippians 2:13? See, because you can't travel this road through your own ability. So when God tell you do something, he come in through you and do it. It's a setup, children. It's a place you can't go by yourself. But he tell you, then he come work it out for you. He can get in there with you. It's God at work in you. To get to the place, whatsoever you do shall prosper. God is working in you right now. Turn the wheel loose. See, he got to get in and do it. He had working you to do his will, if you're willing. See, you got to get the wheel straight first. But there he is to help you. Faithful he who called you, who in 1 Thessalonians 5:24, who also will do it. Huh? So if you're willing and obedient, what it says now? Sit down. Isaiah 1:19. What it says? See, the problem is you know the scripture too good. That's the problem, see. And you won't let the pregnation come out on you. No, yeah, you took one baby and ran with it.
Right.
What? Millions of babies up in there. Millions of spiritual birth. Listen to me. Let me talk to you. Millions of spiritual births is in that verse. Infinitum. That verse is so powerful because obedience is a key word in spiritual atmosphere. If you're willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Obedience just births babies in the spirit world. Birth another baby. That's another baby. That's another blessing. That's another blessing. That's another blessing. The blessings just keep on coming. My God. My God. You mean to tell me every time I obey God, I'm getting pregnant again? Absolutely. 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 Are you hearing me?
Yes,
are you hearing me? I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You feel it? Woo! I love it, boy. I love to get in this zone, man. I might give y'all an offering tonight. Good God. I love to get in this zone, man. Jesus. Willing, and obedient. You shall eat the good of the land. See, that's you get in a place that everything now becomes rich. Everything become a blessing to you. Everything become, you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't believe you fully understand it, so turn to Job 36:11. We'll further discuss this matter. Yeah, let's further discuss this matter so we can understand this matter, what I'm talking about here now. Let the word talk. Let the Lord talk to us tonight. These are some of the verses that the Lord trained me in the beginning. I didn't quite know where I was going. He was setting me up for the body of Christ. See, he set me up for the... You watch it. You was here. He set me up for the body of Christ. You were here. You saw where he brought me. He set me up. You were here. He set me up. It's a setup. But he wasn't setting me up just for myself. I ain't selfish enough to be that stupid. He set me up so I can be an example to the body of Christ and teach his people how to walk in this anointing. Just can get somebody to receive it. 36:11. Job. Now we got another word here now. We had willing. We had obedient. Now we're kicking another word here.
Yeah.
Who know the other word?
Serve.
I heard you, girl. Serve. Serve. See, you. No matter how blessed you become, you can never stop serving. See, tonight I'm your servant. You can call me an apostle, but I'm your servant. I'm your slave tonight. God is pulling energy from me for you. I'm spending part of my life tonight. I wish somebody would hear what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm spending a part of my life on you because I got to do it. Notice what it's very simple here. You don't need no college degree to understand what this verse is saying. He says, let me say it. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days.
Yeah.
In prosperity and their years,
yes, sir,
in pleasure. Just fool me, say, I got that. So now we're talking about teaching. I'm trying to get you there. Anointing. What's next? Obedience. And willing. I had that to it, you see. Now let's deal with faithfulness. Sit down. See, all of these things have to be in place. See, we're going to get there. See, if you all take these things and the Holy Ghost, he's working with your heart now. And there's an operation going on, Hebrew 4:12 operation going on in here. There's some separation being, but now faithfulness, and this is a powerful one here. My goodness. Let's see. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. This faithfulness.
Yes, sir.
Now, this is the fruit of the Spirit, you know. Boy, I had a definition of faith. Did I give that? Didn't I call them fruit, the fruit of the Spirit? Did I email that to you and the definition? And then they had the definition of faith, Barbara. Get that definition of faith for me, because I never seen a definition like that definition. We might tear Darrow down tonight. I tell you, that definition, man, is powerful. Exegesis or whatever on faith, man. I've had some teachers in my life, boy. Dr. Thomas, he gone home to be with the Lord. Dr. Thomas and J.R. William,
yes,
H.B.
Yes,
William. Them boys. I've had some teachers, man.
Yes,
yeah. Dr. Thomas was clean. He was a dresser. Dr. Thomas wasn't the best looking man, but you couldn't see him. He was so clean, man. You couldn't see him, man. Doc was clean, man, every night. I said, Lord, have mercy. I had two suits. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ, verse 1, watch this now, and stewards, now watch this, listen, stewards of the mystery of prosperity. Prosperity is a mystery of God.
Yes, it is.
And we need to recognize that he have set us here on earth. He have called us to run his prosperity for him.
Yes, sir.
God have a prosperity office.
Yes,
and there are people, yeah, office, a setup,
yeah,
for him.
Yeah.
And he have chosen us, the body of Christ, to run it for him.
Yes.
Run my money for me. Why did I tell you all the silver and all the gold is mine? And the cattle on the thousand. That's why I bought some cattle. I got some cattle. You see them cows out there? I bought them. I got some down there too. God told me, run them cows. Abraham had cattle. So I got Leroy need to have some. Already got money. I didn't get them just to make no money. I already got money. I just feed the old cow if I have to. Just feed him. This is definition of faith. You ready for this? The living, divinely implanted, acquired, and created principle of inward and wholehearted confidence, assurance, trust, and reliance in God and all that he says. You ain't getting my piece of paper. I saw you. I felt you. Man, I get my hand on that piece of paper. That's the way I was, boy. I was just like that. Man, I'm getting my hand on this. Let me give it to you again. You need to get this because you're going to need this type of faith to go where we're talking about. To go into whatsoever I do prosper, you need to hear this. The living, now that's very important, it's living, you see. Divinely implanted. Good God Almighty. Acquired and created principle of inward and wholehearted confidence. Good God Almighty. Assurance, trust, and reliance in God and all that he says. Inward and wholehearted confidence. Inward and wholehearted assurance. Inward and wholehearted trust. Inward and wholehearted reliance in God and all that he says. Oh boy, that boy must have put that counterfeit out. I passed by my son. Man, he looked at that paper. He said, "Well, I'll take that paper and run." Hallelujah. Go back to verse 2 now in this First Corinthians. What time is it, man? Listen. Listen, man. What you had, 45 minutes on that clock? All right, listen. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. You're going to have to be faithful here. I've been faithful over the years. Year after year after year. God, all I want is you. God, all I want is you. God, my heart panteth after you. God, I want to know you better. God, I want to get closer to you. Then blessings start knocking me aside the head. Say, hey, I want you to have this, Leroy. I can trust you. See, wow. Roy, it's not only that you trust God, you got to position yourself where God can trust you. And nothing but the word going to do that. See, you can't set up no dead church and get this. You know, you got to have men like these men. You're preaching the gospel, got the apostolic anointing on them, man. You got to have somebody who's ready to make a change when God show them this is not the right way. Say, what way to go then, Lord? And I might go over all these things every night.
That's good.
My daddy used to do that. Look at Matthew 25:21. See, 25 and 21. I want you to read that. 25 and 21. What is it? Now I want you to see this. You're faithful over a few things, I will make you rule over many things. See, but you got to be faithful over a few things for it. See, you stop fussing about what you don't have, and wash that old raggedy car. It might not be a BMW, but wash it anyway. I went to a preacher's house one time. And it embarrassed me, my stupid self, because my house was nice in here. I didn't have this house I have now, but the old house I have now. He had a shotgun house. You know what? Y'all don't know what a shotgun house is. You don't make no turns. You just go straight through it. You're in every room. You get to the room, you're in the room. You're in the room. You go to another room, and it just all straight down. And that man was so proud. It wasn't an ignorant proud. He was just thankful. And he just told me, come on in and sit down. I said, Jesus. And I left that house weeping because I said, Lord, I don't appreciate enough what I have. This man have shamed me that he just was thankful. And see, you got to be thankful for where you are now. Now, let me see, get our line. You see, there's alignment got to come here. Alignment. Alignment with this kind of prosperity that comes. So let me say some other things to you now. First of all, we must come to the concept or the revelation that Psalm 1:3 is not normal. And it's not the first level of prosperity. So the Spirit of God said, tell them what we're working on here now. Since we're so far behind, we're going to try to flow a little faster and get there. You can say, yeah. So this is, you have to know that this is unusual prosperity. All right? So you don't get to this level first. Talk to me. There is other levels of prosperity, but you can't go there unless you have the right teaching, the right principle, and develop the right faith. Other words, let me just be fair with you. Since the Holy Ghost pushed me here. Everybody just can't teach this. I'm trying to get there and you're trying to get there and we all try. Sometimes when everybody trying, somebody start lying. They start lying. I'm already there. They be lying. They be lying with all that credit stuff. No, you're talking about debt-free, paid off,
come on,
and lump sum.
Come on.
Surplus.
Yes.
See? Because if a bunch of people are trying too long and they become shameful, somebody going to start lying. And I tell you right now, oh, Lord, a lot of these preachers lie. Man, try to teach you how to live debt-free. He done wrote a book about debt-free living, and he broke. And trying to sell you the book, and the book is not proven. See, Money Cummings is a proven book. All my books are proven. I'm not broke, I have a seed. That book proved, huh? I'll never be broke another day in my life. Those proven books. Say, Lord, I'm reading a proven book. You and the author both can't be guessing. Why would you read his book? You guessing, he guessing. He wishing, you wishing. I see, that's why, I don't know why the preachers get so mad, a lot of them so mad with me. I didn't do them nothing, I love them. One had to knock them, he said, man, where you come from? We all been hustling out here for a year, and you come flying through the sky with your own jet. Talking about money coming. Where you come from? I said, I come from Darrow. He said, what is that? I said, way back by the Mississippi River. Listen now, you need to get some of these things down. I'm not talking about a slogan or a formula, but a style of life that I'm living right now. Can you appreciate that? You see, I'm not saying that arrogantly. I'm saying that reverently. But it's a style. I'm not talking about a formula or some type of slogan to make it sound good. You remember the 12 spies just sent? He told them to go check the land out. And they had him and the fruit was so big they had to carry it together. The land was flowing with milk and honey. Huh? I've been there. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? See, I'm a spy. And listen, 10 came back as a coward, but I'm not one of the other two. I come back to tell you, you can go there.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Because the Lord, and listen, listen, listen to me. Listen to me. Through the cross of Christ, you already there. Your name is written at the point of whatsoever I do will prosper. Why? Jesus made that possible. All you got to do is follow through. Have the proper teaching, proper anointing, proper obedience, proper faithfulness. Follow what I'm saying? See, now teaching and anointing is emanating in this place. See, God set me up to pass it on. You got to appreciate it and take it. And you got to know it's not Leroy. Huh? It's the Lord ministering to me. Watch now. So we're not talking about a formula, a slogan, but a style of life that I'm living. And then I wrote the next one. I want to share it with you. Won't you let me share it with you? You can go there. Now, another thing we got to realize is this is not a overnight position you can get in. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. This is not an overnight position. You see, when we read the psalm, he didn't meditate Friday night and Saturday he was in this position. The day and night wasn't Friday night and Saturday morning. See, the Holy Ghost called it to my attention. The Lord said, you don't know how long this man was meditating. Even in the book, Joshua 1 and 8, it's over a protracted period of time. See, none of these men overnight wonders. Now, you must meditate in God's word, but you must meditate properly and meditate on the right thing. Oh, Jesus. Boy, y'all heard that?
Yes, sir.
See, you can meditate. You can be meditating, you know, meditating something else. You want prosperity, you got to meditate prosperity. You got to find prosperous scripture and meditate them. You can't be meditating the old scripture talking about something else. I say the old scripture, but you can't be, the Lord knows what I'm talking about. You can't be meditating something, talking about getting healed. I got a meeting going on, the man jumps up. Right, early part of Prosperity Revival, we got a meeting going on. And this guy, he tore another man church up too because he said the piano player was wrong and the man lost his church. But man, you got to be careful who you bring in your church.
Amen.
Especially them guys who prophesied and then they got to prophesy to keep the ministry going.
Yeah.
So they always, if they ain't got a word, they're going to bring a word out. And then they tell them, I know you, ma'am. You married the wrong man. And the whole family was there. Nice, the best people in the church. And he done nodded and told the girl she done married the wrong man. And the whole family probably left the church.
Wow.
And he jumped in this meeting, jumping and shaking. Lord said, there's a healing revival. I said, shut up, ain't no healing revival, yeah. We're talking about money here now. That happened right in the Prosperity Revival. He was jacking and talking about, shit, that's to throw God's people. So you must meditate in God's word, but you must meditate properly and meditate on the right thing. You got that?
Yes,
I will go a few more minutes because I see what time is doing. So whatsoever I do shall prosper.
Yes, sir.
Be mindful of this. Be mindful of this. To prosper at all times, in any situation, it will call for you to do things in a certain way. Certain way.
Yes, sir.
You see, before this week, I was going to deal with Joseph. Joseph is our prime example because I was in trouble as a young preacher because, you know, I had lived an ungodly life. And now I'm reading the Bible every day, all day, and on my job, I was just reading. And my boss knew I was reading because he make noise when he comes so I can stop. But I got to the point where I read about David and my heart was, boy, David's a killer. And then when David sinned, I said, wait a minute now. And then I seen so much sin in the church. In my Baptist church, I saw some sin, boy. Now, my pastor, his daughter, yeah, he was a clean living man. I wouldn't say it just because she's here, but he was a clean man. My pastor was a clean man, but boy, he had some deacon. And some ushers. You know, I mean, them people doing everything, anything they want to do, man. I said, man, Jesus. And so I was trying to correct it a little bit, but they almost killed me. But you got to do things a certain way. In order to enter into this type of, be mindful of this, to prosper at all time in any such a way, because it will call for you to do things in a certain way. I had a thought, I lost it when I got to mess around with what I was talking about. So when we get to Joseph, David, when I saw him, that he committed adultery. So, you know, somebody asked this question, Lord, who can be saved? Or Lord, who can live right? Or Lord, who? I know I had Jesus. But is there any other biblical character? Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the Lord helped me. The Lord said, Joseph. See, a woman tried to hem him up, you remember? She was trying to cut him off from his prosperous place. You ain't going to get there with no side woman. You're going to have to live right. Do right. you're going to have to live right. God dog it. You ain't going there with no sin on your back, brother. I can tell you right now. You better unload, Jack. You ain't getting there with no sin on your back. That's up. You better unload. See, all right. See, that's the cutoff person. Yeah, see, Satan got people he'll send to cut you off. Yeah, don't let them cut you off. Run, man, run. See, I'm going to close in a minute. You got enough to sleep on tonight, baby. If a man train himself in this certain way and maintain its action, that man will become prosperous. He meditate in the word. We don't know how long. Day and night. Finally, he had enough substance in his spirit. And God knew he could trust him. And God promoted him to another level. Watch what I say now. Where the average Christian will never see. See, if you come back to that remnant again. Are you following me? You got to have a certain way of thinking here. By controlling his thinking in spite of appearances. See, that's why Romans 2 says you got to keep every day. When you're meditating that word day and night, what you're doing? You're constantly renewing your mind. You're constantly not permitting yourself to conform to what you see, but transform into what you believe.
Come on now.
See, that meditation of the word night and day, this is no game. This is no 15-minute stop. This is somebody who have got hungry. Jesus said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, they will be filled. It's not somebody who reading the Bible to make a hit. No, this Bible got to be like crack cocaine. I can't do it. I'm addicted to it. I can't do without it. No situation I go through. You know, like sometimes you're trying to send them crackheads, trying to send them to a school or a place where they can get it. But, rehab. Yeah, no rehab can help me. I can't. I'm an addict.
Me too.
I'm addicted. I'm addicted for the truth. And addicted for what God wants, you see. And so the world rehabs who try to tell me to go another way, I go right through them and come back and give me another hit. Come here, Deidre. I'm a minister to a few people. Yes, sir. $1,000 check. The two Deidre, the other Deidre, come too. You can stay here too. You can get it too. You're already almost rich, though. You got Thompson's name on you.
Right.
What?
Yes, sir.
What?
What?
Come on, my family. What?
That's right.
You. Primary example. What you're dealing with and coming up? Shoot, man, you can go here. Jesus' name. I hit you with my ring, too. Knock you out. Receive it. Hey, girl, hey, come here. Yeah, you, come on. I don't want y'all messing around when I call you now. You know where my fingers. Look where my finger. You kill my anointing. Come on. Put move your hand there and get ready. I'll be back to you. I got to get tuned up to get you now. Don't act like I ain't calling you. Just come get it. Come on out here. You, come on. Your husband died. No, come here. Yeah, come here. You've been battling ever since. Come here. Body's anointed on me. Now, you got to receive it now. Darren, you got to believe that God, man, laid his hand on you. Don't complain, worry about nothing no more. Just praise God and do what I said tonight. Put your hand out. Get to praising God. Now, where my member at? They keep calling that apostle to your church and they ask me about it. You hear? You can't be bringing these guys in the church and I don't know nothing about you. Hear? Well, I'm going to get you before tonight, before the week over. Now, you, come. You know who I'm talking about, Pastor. Come here. You can't be calling them people in unless you let me know so I can check them out. I don't care how good a friend they was to you. You under me, right?
Yes.
You don't want to answer me now?
I said yes.
All right. Let me know. You understand? Because when you're talking about an apostle, you're talking about doctrine being changed. And you can't change doctrine if you don't know how to change it. In the long run, it'll hurt you more than it'll help you. You got great potential. You understand that? You got great potential. I'm going to loose it in a deeper dimension tonight that you can handle this hit. Because I'm hitting you hard right here. I call you out. But just let me know. And it may be yay and it may be nay. And don't worry about swapping pulpits. God, doggy, do the pulpit you got. See, now I'm telling you, ministers, y'all worry about going, getting somebody and you go to them. Don't worry about that. Just do your pulpit. And if God got somewhere else for you to go, if God got somewhere else for you to go, you ain't got to call him in because God, or her in, because God got somewhere for you to go. If they want you there, you go there and don't say nothing to them. Just walk out. Now, fresh anointing be upon you, child. That's correction. If LTMA is going to have correction, don't you even think about joining LTMA if you can't be corrected. Go on with your crazy self, because I ain't got no time for this foolishness. I'll correct you privately and publicly. If you do it publicly, I'm going to correct you publicly. What, you took your hand down for your tie? All right, now, God, it's over. Yeah, let that thing go. Let it go. Let it go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hand, praise God, a few minutes. Let's see what. Where my musician at? Y'all get up here. Y'all be playing some music or something, right? Something soft. Don't get crazy. Thank you, Lord. Pray in the Holy Ghost if you may. Ha para so koche. April. Ha ha ha. Presid. Shaprese casa. Shapa hasoko bahasa. Ha pa sataya casa. Casa yo hose kete. Bow tie. Red. Come here, son. That's your wife with you? Yeah, come here. Shakata ta to koche. Ta ta. Listen to my spirit, says the Lord. Follow the instruction that I'm giving you. Yea, I'll provide a way. I'll make it happen. Don't overconcern yourself about our relationship, because it's an in place. Keep depending on me. Stay on your face before me, night and day, or over a protracted period of time, and you'll get hooked. And there you remain. There I will explain. And there you will gain. And there you will move in places that you've never been before, says the Lord. You'll see things that you never have seen before. You will hear things that you never have heard before. Because your great moments draw nigh. Moments that you have never seen before. Your mind is on the right track. Don't take it off. Stick with it, and you'll see the glory of God will visit thee. Lift your hand and praise God, and you know you can take whatever comes in my mouth. You can take it, you know. See, when I minister to somebody else, you can take it. Great moments. I think great moments. Great moments. Everybody say great moments. It's about to come into all our lives because we're in a zone here. We're in a zone here. We're in a zone here. Well, I'm listening, Lord. I'm here. Come here, Terry. You're not. Well, you're in a zone here. We are in a zone here that haven't been passed through much. Y'all listening? We're in a zone, yeah. Call you and your wife, come here now. Now you're ready. You were not ready, but now you're ready. And you're gonna see some strange blessings now. Because your service is gonna become more fruitful now. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. Excel. Excel. My goodness. Excel. Come here, music man. Excel. You knew who I'm talking to. Where you at? Come here. Where your wife? She not here tonight? Come put a sickle man in your shaya. Stand right there. Put both hands in there. Shaka. Ta-ta, you always had it. Come right side it. Come on, honey. You always had it. You always was looking for it. You've been digging. Well, you found your father. And now the thing that God wants to use you in, he's going to use you mighty and greater. You've been looking for it. Yeah, he's been looking for it. Found it. I was at Creflo Dollars Church. He reminded me this morning. He walked up to me and gave me $1,000. He said, at that church, somebody else, I was at Creflo's church. Who else it was? Huh? Ron. You saw me there too, right? And the Lord told you I was your dad, right? It's happened to him too. Yeah. I'm hearing the words, potential momentum. Wow. In other words, tonight, your potential momentum has been risen. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I never heard those words before together. This is an atmosphere and an environment that every person under the sound of my voice, their potential momentum have been risen to another level. That means that your life, good God Almighty, your life, every aspect of your life tonight, move to another level. How can I say it, Lord? You have not been under normal teaching. You're not under a normal anointing. I heard the Spirit of God say you're under a feast. that you may feed from this night forward on the feast. There's a spread that is being made over your life tonight. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Take it in. Oh, my. Oh, my. Let's get a lot of few money now. Give me a few money. Yeah, pressure coming in. No, sickle, basa. It has been said there's no secret in what God can do. What he did for others, he'll do for you. Will you yield to that? Huh? Yield to that spirit. Yield to that anointing. Yield to that anointing, because there are things going to happen in your life that couldn't happen before this night. And my add on, thus saith the Lord. Come here, child. You. Come here. Thus saith the Lord. I keep hearing the word shimmy, shimmy. What is that? Shimmy, shimmy. What is that, Lord? Shimmy, shimmy. All right. Shelter, shelter. Shimmy, shimmy, he said. Shelter, shelter. There's a sheltering that about to come over your life to protect you and put you at an ease that you've never seen before. Any hindrance will be floored. It will reach out, but it can't touch you. Oh, my. Oh, my. What, did you take it? I was talking to her. Are you eavesdropping? Jesus. Yeah, she got it. That is. Hallelujah. We'll take up that tomorrow night. I want you to think a certain way. Think abundance. Ephesians 3:20 says that. Think abundance. Think abundance. You think abundance, you're going to see abundance. Huh? You heard the words that I gave them? Huh? Take them. God ain't going to speak in this place and talk to somebody and lay hand on somebody and I'm not going to get this thing. I'm taking it too. Where that boy? Get that boy on mic. Read what that definitely in the faith, son. Come here. Get the, I ain't get a definitely if you got to do something now. Read it. Can you read? You're dressed up like you can read. Get them glasses out.
I put some glasses on them.
Yeah, get them glasses out. Read that definition.
Faith.
Don't hum. No.
The living, divinely implanted, acquired, and created principle of inward and wholehearted confidence, assurance, trust, and reliance in God and all that he says.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. You got that. Junior going to minister to you to receive your offering. We as a spirit lead, we'll call for people to get saved with the spirit lead. Just go ahead and receive the offering.
You may be seated. Lift your hand and read the offering envelope. The ushers in the aisle. Those that are watching.